This is Nikki Bruno, as always, with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get through yours. And today I am so excited to be with Maureen Mann. Maureen, thank you and welcome to this podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me, Nikki. I'm very happy to be here.
Yay! So Maureen, would you please briefly tell us who you are and where you're from and what keeps you busy during the day, assuming that you are in fact busy?
Yes. I live in the Metro West Boston area. I grew up on the South Shore of Boston, beautiful area of the country, and I stay quite busy managing my holistic psychotherapy practice, which means that I do traditional psychotherapy as well as energy healing. And I'm also an angel practitioner.
That is really rad. And I will say that when I saw holistic psychotherapy, I immediately wanted to know what is all that about and how can I get in on it? So I'm excited to hear more. Maureen, as you know, this is a podcast by and for women who've gone through some really rough stuff. Would you please summarize for us what you went through and what was the worst part?
Sure. I somewhat joke that my life has been an encyclopedia of trauma.
Oh, geez. Here we go. I'm ready.
My doctor actually said to me a couple of years ago, in the middle of her questioning, she paused and she said, you know, you have two Lifetime movie scripts here, just on what my narration was for the last 5 years.
All right.
So before I get into the details of it, just know that I do feel grateful for what I have been through because it's definitely guided my practice and who I am as a person.
Amazing.
So trauma started at age 6 with a violent sexual attack, which really set the stage for anxiety and depression, eating disorder, challenging relationships. And then things evened out for a while. And then in the last 5-7 years or so, I got round 2, which was my son, who was 9 at the time, lost his vision in both of his eyes from a laser pointer accident. I went through an abusive relationship and extricated myself out of that. And last year, my daughter was still is a student at University of North Carolina in Charlotte, where the shooting took place on the last day of classes. So assisting her through that trauma. And then over the summer, I was hospitalized for an originally undiagnosed illness, which turned out to be a tick-borne illness. So I've had quite a few experiences that have really shaken me and tested my strength and my resilience.
Wow, that sounds like the understatement of the world. And I will see you on episodes 18, 19, 20, and 25 of this podcast. That is a lot. That indeed is that an encyclopedia. And wowie wow. So it almost goes without saying that it takes a very, very strong human being and what I call a total warrior to get to the other side of any one of those situations, any one of those experiences as a child, as an adult, helping your own child through something 100% can absolutely be traumatic. Mm-hmm. And what I can feel and sense and hear from you is that you are on the other side of either all of that or so much of that. And I would love to know, Maureen, what is the best thing? You mentioned that you're grateful for where you are now. What's the best thing about being where you are now on that other side of so much pain?
I would say it's the sense of peace that comes from knowing that I really believe I can handle anything.
If it don't break you.
Yes, and it's a core feeling of just gratitude and hope and trust that everything that I will go through and have been through has been part of my purpose and is guiding me not only for healing myself, but for healing my children and healing the people that I come into contact with.
That's beautiful and incredible. And what an attitude. And it has become a theme on this podcast that women, humans who go through such difficulty end up, when they do come out on the other side, reaching a place of gratitude and reaching a place of feeling blessed for what they've gone through, mm-hmm. which I think to people who haven't gone through something outrageously traumatic, most to many of us have, is really shocking. I mean, it surprises me every time. Let me ask you this. So Maureen, I have observed that very strong warrior women tend to find each other and tend mm-hmm. to sometimes travel in packs. So I'm wondering from you, who are some other really courageous warriors like you who've gone through some real caca and come out on the other side of it and would be amazing guests on this podcast? Perhaps someone who's inspired you along your journey.
Well, there's two that I'd like to mention. One is my childhood friend, Cheryl Herbert. She is a total warrior and advocate for children who have complicated medical diagnoses, including her own daughter. So she's been an inspiration to me in terms of how she advocates not only for her child, but then also works for Children's Miracle Network to really petition for cure and improved quality of life
cool.
for children. And then the second person is my daughter. She may only be 19, but she really is an inspiration to me in terms of how she handles herself. Her name is Hannah Sanford. And after going through what she went through in Charlotte last year and the commitment that she has being a student leader on campus this year, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for her.
That is wonderful. They would both be very welcome here. And where we come to now, Maureen, is if you could narrow it down, having gone through the multiplicity of situations that you've gone through, to one or maybe two pieces of advice, what would you say to women who are going through the thick of it right now, who are in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of going through something traumatic? What would you say to them about getting to the other side of what they're going through?
I would say to them to really believe that you are worthy and deserving of love and respect and healing. That even if you're not there yet in terms of being able to believe it, commit yourself to being open to believing that. Mm-hmm. And then be patient with the process also, because it's not an easy ship to sail or whatever other metaphor, Mike, but trust that committing yourself to your healing is always a forward progression. And the more love you can bring to yourself during that process, the easier the process will be. And one other just funny anecdote. When I was growing up, there was a magnet on my refrigerator that said, "All the wonders which you seek are within yourself." And I remember looking at that and questioning the veracity of it, but it really has become my regular affirmation and mantra, because committing myself to my own healing made me realize that I have the spiritual support team that works through me and with me to help me realize my own worth and resilience and strength. And I want every woman out there to know that the same is true for her. You can do this and you deserve to be happy.
I agree with you. And I love the way that you are paying it forward and that you are living proof that giving love to oneself puts you in a position to be able to then turn around and give love and support to others and helping others heal. I don't know that it's possible to do truly amazing transformational work in helping other people without coming from a place of self-love and self-respect.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. Maureen, the next question, since we are all about being epic, is if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
To fly. I have always wanted to fly. I love pretending when I'm at the beach being a seagull and watching them and seeing them just float above the ocean and let the breeze take them. That just is the ultimate liberating experience for me. And I got a taste of it when I went skydiving.
Oh, that's great. That is so cool. Did you feel like a seagull when you were skydiving?
I did feel like a bird because you have that free fall time, and it was the most awesome feeling I've ever had.
Oh, I love it. I've never done it. I've totally wimped out on skydiving. Maybe someday.
Highly recommended.
Oh, that's so great. Maureen, thank you so much for being with me today. Where can You're we welcome. Find you online?
You can find me at my website, which is www.maureenmann.com. And through there, you can link to my Facebook, Instagram, and other fun things that I have to offer.
Awesome. 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 So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Nikki Bruno with Maureen Mann on the Epic Comeback Podcast. If you're looking for more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your own life after going through a life-shattering experience, please visit theepiccomeback.com.